So, Carlos, what did you think of that performance today?
I'm unhappy about the score. I'm very proud about the way that our players fight. Also, I'm very proud about the fans support the team. We finalized the game, put a lot of pressure in opponents. We fight at the limit. We saw a lot of the players. We saw a lot of the players at the end of the match on down. Because they was on the limit, they give everything as we promise. Unfortunately, this score is not good, but the way that we finish the game, we are with a head up, not down. So it means that we lose a match in one of the hardest games outside in this competition. But we are ready to fight to another match. So it was a game. We did everything that we can do. We have some problems also, like me, for example, today on the break. I have three players with small, big problems with Westwood, Sam, and Lovens. So this kind of things condition too much our options in the second part. Because even probably, if we have these kind of conditions, maybe I will do one or two moves on the break. But in these kind of conditions, as we are feeling in that moment, Westwood must go out. After Sam, the same, and we stay with the third substitution to the limit because we don't know what could happen to Lovens, and we don't stay with 10 players because with 10 players will be very hard. So these kind of things sometimes happen, but not about this because. We fight, we did our maximum, and the way that we finish the game with the tribute, with applause from our fans, means that Wednesday in Hillsborough will do a very good reaction.
What is the news with Kieran Westwood and his injury?
It's in hospital, I don't know. It's a kick on the back, but you must talk with the doctor. I don't know.
Yeah, I just wonder when Lucas Jao had that shot right at the end of the game, whether you thought you were going to get a point.
Yeah, also two crosses, very dangerous. I think one from Jack Kent or Ross Wallace, very dangerous. We can score, but okay. The game we prepared, and we know that it will be very hard. We prepared to all the circumstances of the game. We create one first chance. We put the ball in the post. After we score, comfortable. We take one goal. Very strange. The first goal is a little strange. Not normal in our team.
But did the goals annoy you? The goals that you conceded today were both avoidable, weren't they?
Of course, they are not. You feel that you don't take the goals that with a big. Performance from the opponent in that moment was not difficult situations, but this is football. We lose. There are not individual mistakes; there are collective mistakes. So we lose the match, we lose the collective, we lose the team, and like we win against Bristol, the collective also. So this is normal in football, the mistakes. But okay, we must try to correct them. But it's okay. As I told you, we are with a head up. Our players here, they are unhappy, of course, as we are unhappy. Our fans are unhappy, but I think we finished the match with the game with a head up and ready to the next fights.
You don't want to build expectations for Lucas Jao, and you've said that he's young and he's learning, but how did you think that he performed today?
No, he played good. No, he played today because the opponent stayed with the line up. We have some. We analyze the team, and they have some space behind in the back of the defensive line. And Lucas is very powerful and strong, and he did well. But as I tell you, he's a boy. He's giving the first steps in this kind of environments. Mm-hmm. He needs time, but I think what they are doing is very good.
Is it hard to manage expectations with him when you see him playing this way and you see him playing with Mansfield? It is going to be tough, isn't it? Because people are going to get excited about a player like that.
I told you that probably I'm the person that know him very well. It's not a big surprise to me, but I must be careful because I don't want to create a lot of expectations to the boy. I want to control the emotionals. I want to control the expectations of the player. At the same time, if we need on the team, if he if he's still doing good, give chances to him to play. Of course, this is. But I must control, because he's a boy. I don't want the people create a lot of expectations, and I want that all the people understand that he's a boy giving the first steps in these environments, and he need time. And we are caring about it, about that, and especially me, I'm caring a lot about him.
This is one of the toughest places to come in the Championship. You've kind of referenced that. I mean, this is a really good lesson for the players, for all of the players, but in particular, I guess, for the players who haven't played in English football before. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, but we must understand how we must play against this kind of team. So if you play the same way, you have problems. And sometimes we try to play the same way. And when we try to play the same way, the opponents grow up on the pitch. When we play our football, we was up on the game, especially in the last 15-20 minutes from the second part, and after the second goal also. So the big conclusion that we must keep from this kind of matches, that we must try to put more time our way to play, to control the match and to do goals. So if you do that, we have more chances to win. So, but as I tell you, we did it in parts of the game. It's a team that we are building. They are understanding the ideas. They are building a team. They have a good test today about against a tough team. And in the lot and a big percentage or a lot of percentage of the situations, we control the game with the ball. We move the ball. And of course, if you ask me if I am completely happy about that, no. But I must understand that we are in the beginning, and this is one of the hardest tests to a team that we are building. So the answer, I can classify, okay, not bad, good probably, but not very good, of course. But we must do better, of course. We will do better.
You've scored 7 goals and 7 different scorers so far. I suspect that's not a coincidence, that it's by design, that you want your players, all of them, to be contributing there.
Yeah, we'll try to do our work. I will try to create a good dynamic. So we are, as I told you, I'm the feeling, like a coach, if you ask me, like a coach, I just feel that I stay with hands, I don't know in English.
Cuffed?
Yeah, cuffed. Because on the break we have 3 players with problems, you understand? And I feel that I want to move and I can't, you understand? I feel a little like this. It's what I'm feeling. Because about the players, how they fight, because as you know, we promised to our fans that we'll fight at last minute to the 3 points. And we did today. We did at last second. The way that our players finished the match, and they are completely exhausting. I'm very proud about them and also about the fans. But this means that we are ready to react to the next game.
Just one final question. How much maturity has Joe Wildsmith shown, not just on Tuesday, but to come into a situation like this? And if you need to start him in a Championship game, do you have absolutely full confidence that he could do that?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. He comes to the pitch, he did very well. So he's ready. He's a player with even young experience, so they are players older, not experienced, and there are young players very experienced. So Joe have experience, so we don't have any problem. So the problem was that we kill one substitute, you understand? We in one time that probably we need to have players to move, probably we have Sogu, for example, on the bench. We have probably Kieran Lee could go to the pitch early. So we must do. We stay with some problems about that. This is the problem. But about the players, about everything, I'm very proud about them. I'm very proud.
Thank you, Carlos. Okay? Thank you.